Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
This left doesn't want you to have any absolutes, because then you have right and wrong, stand that. And then why do they have to cheat to win? If their product is so great, if they got the right answer and everything's good, why cheat?
I say that's amazing. Now, if you don't mind explaining.
What's the show about? It's about real talk, real words. You know, we don't speak political around here. I want to make sure you understand what's going on when the show's over. You don't feel like you just wasted, totally wasted an hour of your time. You can pick up the podcast. If I irritate you in here, just check us out on the web. We are on iTunes, YouTube, Facebook, Ustream. We are all over the place.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, welcome back to almost another session of City. Look, this is the pre-recorded segment I put together just for you, just for Turkey Day. So listen, if you're going to talk about... you fool, you. If you're going to talk about political issues around the table or around the Zoom table, I don't even know how you guys are doing it, but I would imagine, look, let's just be honest about it. It's not the same. I get it. But at least we have the technology today, whether you're in Japan or you're here in the U.S., it's not a long-distance fee. You don't have to pay satellite rates. Right? You can do it with something, FaceTime, right? There's a million ways to get together, but I realize it's not the same as touch. But as we get together around the turkey table, or chicken table, or in my case, the lasagna table, it is a time to reflect, catch up with family. They really shouldn't have anything else going on. I mean, it's a precious time together. There's many of our loved ones that are not with us for multiple reasons. Some may have passed on. Some may have just, you know, simply can't get there. They're petrified. So I grabbed a couple of segments. I grabbed a couple of shows. I'd like to spend, if it's okay with you, I'd like to spend some time with my family as well. And really just enjoy. Just spend the time to enjoy. And kind of wind down. So, you know, for 2 days, you're going to have the best ofs. Nothing wrong with that. We're going to bring through some of the regulars on the show. Dave Sussman, Evan Sayet, and a few others to talk about their Thanksgiving experiences of the past. You know, again, you can't base everything on what's happening today. We've all had... How many of you came from a past where, you know, even though there were 10 people around a table, it was only a 6-pound turkey. Might have been a chicken, for all we know. Food was scarce, or sparse, whatever you want to look at it. But I don't think you remember that as much as you remember the times that the family was around, do you? You have to really think. You know, it's funny how when I talk to my kids today, and some of you know that, you know, I was divorced, but I had the 4 kids, and you think about the food you put on the table. And I can remember scrounging to make ends meet or put out enough food to make it look or feel or resemble that we were feasting. And my kids, when you talk to them today, they have no clue or had no clue. Some of them still have no clue. Sorry. But they only remember the holiday. You know, they remember who was around the table, who was there, what they, maybe not exactly what they talked about, but that they had a good time. They had a lot of fun with family. I've never had anybody say, yeah, remember that turkey in 83? That was pretty bad, wasn't it? No. No, never had that. They'll say, yeah, I remember when Uncle Fred fell asleep on the couch and he peed himself. That they remember. Come on, some of you are chuckling right now because you know exactly what I'm talking about. But no, in all sincerity, all seriousness, you may feel there are a lot of people feeling desperate, depressed, downtrodden. It ain't over yet, though. For my praying friends, keep praying. You know, it's not a matter of praying that Trump will win. Don't do that. I'll tell you why. Because we really should be praying for the truth to be brought forward. We really should be praying for God to shed the light on the thievery, what they did to steal this, and ask God to guide the minds and the hands of the attorneys that are fighting this so they don't get stupid, they don't get so excited, they get dumb, and ask God to show the judges, to illuminate for the judges what the truth is so they can rule appropriately. I don't want a Republican judge ruling. I don't want a Democrat judge ruling. I want a judge that's a constitutional judge ruling. That's what I want. That will make my turkey fit better in my belly, although I'm sure we'll have lasagna. Usually you have a turkey or a ham in case somebody drops by, but I live in California. Ain't nobody dropping by here. But I live in a great neighborhood, too. Ain't nobody calling the cops around here, either. Doesn't anybody, you know, again, I swear and I promise that I wouldn't spend the next few days talking politics. I will touch on it, but I'm not going to beat it up. And listen, if you get somebody in town that sneaks into your table that you know is on the opposite side of the political issue than you are, and they come to your house, try to save it. I have friends that I care about very much that are Democrats. And for the most part, they're sane Democrats. And sometimes I get on the phone with them and I'll just say, listen, can we please, me, yes, can we stay away from politics? I like you too much to get in an argument with you. Can we just talk about family and friends? And we get along fine. There are some people I don't want a relationship with, even though I'm sure they're nice people. But, you know, now's the time not only to be thankful, but to reset in your mind. What's important to you? What principles are important to you? What things would you give up to have other things that are more important to you? Now, I'm not saying would you give up some of your freedom, but would you give up some of your money? Would you give up, I don't know, a car? Because some people say to me, I got bills to pay. Well, okay, I got bills to pay too. And again, not trying to sound like martyrs, but this thing that Tammy and I have foregone because we think that there's a greater good out there. We think there's other things that we should be paying attention to. Now listen, if you go to my website, speaking of money, if you want to make a donation, end of the year, you know, I mean, a lot of you, if you're like me and my other friends, you look at your taxes, you look at what you do, and you decide what you want to give away to nonprofits. Well, we do run a nonprofit as well. So if you head up to the website, you can donate to the show. You can donate to the nonprofit. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We actually do some training of young people. I've got one thing that I do called God's Drill Sergeant, where I really get down to the black and white of things. Black and white, not just of the Word of God, but the black and white of how to live life according to the Word of God. God has no gray areas. Look it up. See if you can find one. He's very specific, very pointed, very targeted in what he has to say and how he wants us to live. Anyway, a lot going on, a lot of good show coming up. I mean, not that it wouldn't be if I was hanging out, but I'm probably stuffing my face right now, like you should be too. And what are you listening to me for if you're trying to have turkey dinner with loved ones? No, really, what's wrong with you people?
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Thank you.
welcome to another session of, well, it's sanity for us. I don't know about the turkey set. I'm going to be very happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. So let's get to it. You know, one of the things I want to do, I couldn't get away from politics totally. So later on in the show, at the end of the show, I'm going to play some proclamations from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge, and so on, Ronald Reagan. And you're going to notice something very special about all of them that we're going to talk about. But the two, the contrast I'm going to bring right now, just for the moment. And I know some of you, oh, come on, Joe, it's Thanksgiving, get over it. No. I want you to hear this for yourself. I want you to hear why guys like me get so upset so easily. All right? President Obama, a couple of years into his office, he gave a Thanksgiving message that he was very proud of. Why do you hear it? Tell me what you think.
My family, to yours, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Your family, too.
Like millions of Americans, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will spend the day eating great food, watching a little football, and reflecting on how truly lucky we are.
Sasha and Malia are going to be watching.
As Americans, each of us has our own list of things and people to be thankful for. But there's some blessings we all share. We're especially grateful for the men and women who defend our country overseas. To all the service members eating Thanksgiving dinner far from your families, the American people are thinking of you today. And when you come home, we intend to make sure that we serve you as well as your
family. That was a lie. That never happened, but go ahead.
We're also grateful for the Americans who are taking time out of their holiday to serve in soup kitchens and shelters, making sure their neighbors have a hot meal and a place to stay. This sense of mutual responsibility, the idea that I'm my brother's keeper, that I'm my sister's keeper,
day of Thanksgiving,
has always been part of what
makes
our country special.
That's
one of the reasons the Thanksgiving tradition has endured. The very first Thanksgiving was a celebration of community during a time of great hardship.
We
followed that example ever since. Even when the fate of our union was far from certain, during a civil war, two world wars, a Great Depression, Americans drew strength from each other. They had faith that tomorrow would be better than today.
No, they had faith in God. They drew their strength from God. Most Americans were God-fearing, God-loving people. It had nothing to do in, having faith in each other was secondary, not first. It was the providence of God. Go back and read your history books.
Hey, we're grateful that they did. As we gather around the table, we pause to remember the pilgrims, pioneers, and patriots
and God
who helped make this country what it is. They faced impossible odds, yet somehow they persevered.
Because of God.
Today, it's our turn. I know that for many of you, this Thanksgiving is more difficult than most. But no matter how tough things are right now, we still give thanks for that most American of blessings, the chance to determine our own destiny. The problems we face didn't develop overnight, and we won't solve them overnight. But we will solve them. All it takes is for each of us to do our part. With all the partisanship and gridlock here in Washington, it's easy to wonder if such unity is really possible. But think about what's happening at this very moment. Americans from all walks of life are coming together as one people, grateful for the blessings of family.
We're coming together as a family.
If we keep that spirit alive, if we support each other and look out for each other and remember that we're all in this together, then I know that we too will overcome the challenges of our time. So today I'm thankful to serve as your president and commander-in-chief. I'm thankful that my daughters get to grow up in this great country of ours. And I'm thankful for the chance to do my part, as together we make tomorrow better than today. Thanks, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
No God. Nothing about God. Nothing about thanking God. All about community organizing. All about, you know, we've done it ourselves. And it's really funny because the government's done it all. We can't do it ourselves. It's all about the government, and God is nowhere to be found. Shortly after President Trump got elected, he decided to give a Thanksgiving Day message himself, which I found refreshing and different and uplifting. Tell me I'm wrong.
We are very blessed to call this nation our home, and that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve. In declaring this national holiday, President Lincoln called upon Americans to speak with one voice and one heart. That's just what we have to do. We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country. But to succeed, we must enlist the effort of our entire nation. This historic political campaign is now over, but now begins a great national campaign to rebuild our country and to restore the full promise of America for all of our people. I'm asking you to join me in this effort. It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Would it have been so hard for President Obama to say? Think about how many people he would have pulled together. Got a lot more coming up. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool off your eggnog, whatever it takes. Grab another turkey sandwich. We'll be gone for a couple of minutes, but we will be back shortly. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Don't go far.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Privileged to have you with me today. Listen to me today. If I am your only family for the day, then enjoy. I'm going to be telling some stories about Thanksgiving. We'll have some friends on, some previous guests on to talk about the day, what their tradition is, what they did. I'm going to talk about some of my tradition and what I did, and hopefully it'll make you smile. It'll give you somebody to be with. If you're not, and you just happen to jump in, look, go back to family. You'll have a lot more fun with them than you will with me. Edition, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
We're going to talk about credit card debt.
Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A project manager, Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for about 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. he sought permission to work remotely instead of getting vaccinated, but the lawsuit claims the company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. The two individuals who lost their lives in a fatal explosion on the U.S.-Canada border on Wednesday have been identified as a married couple from Grand Island, New York. Monica and Kurt P. Villani, both 53 years old, were involved in a crash on Rainbow Bridge, the entry and exit point to Canada at Niagara Falls, on Wednesday morning. Witnesses reported that the vehicle went airborne after hitting a cement median, subsequently catching fire and exploding upon colliding with a border crossing booth. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For everybody but the turkey. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. I've asked Sam Sorbo to join us because she's a regular on the show as well, and I want our regulars to come on and kind of talk about, you know, what goes on in their life, some of their traditions. She's an author and a talk show host herself, and her movie, Let There Be Light, is out. You got to go see it. Okay, it's a great family movie to go see during the holidays, and check it out at lettherebelightmovie.com. And Sam, thanks for being with me today.
No, thanks for having me. I do think it's the perfect holiday movie. It's a great movie to see, especially over Thanksgiving. Just think, it's an hour and 40 minutes that you don't have to talk to those people. You can just be with them in the theater.
You're speaking my language.
No,
lady.
But seriously, and after you see the movie, you'll have more to discuss. It moves people, and it brings them closer together. Even people who don't know each other. I've had stories of strangers talking to each other on the way out of the theater, groups of different people just,
wow,
you know, talking about the movie. So, yeah, so go see the movie this weekend. And if you don't know where it is, go to lettherebelightmovie.com. Lettherebelightmovie.com has a list of all the theaters.
Yeah, and we've actually got that up on our website and out in our email blast every week.
Good.
People got to go see it. I mean, I'm tired of all the Hollywood garbage and what's going on in Hollywood. It does not go on with Sam Sorbo and her team, I'm sure. I'm willing to bet on that. All right, so Sam, you got to tell me, what are some of your, you know, my family came over from Italy, so you can imagine our traditions are a little different. That's what makes America wonderful. What kind of traditions do you have around Turkey Day?
Well, so my personal childhood favorite is the sweet potatoes,
oh,
the yams. And I can never tell the difference. I think they're the same thing, but I think people think that they're different things, so I don't know. But we used to always make the sweet potato yams. They're mashed sweet potatoes. And then you put the little mini marshmallows on top and bake it again so that they kind of turn a little bit brown and melt a little bit. And my whole thing growing up was I would have to clear the table. I would always just polish those off on my way back to the kitchen.
Oh.
So, yes, I used to pig out. I don't pig out anymore because I've learned that it just doesn't feel good afterwards. So I've stopped that. But I really enjoy Thanksgiving is honestly my favorite holiday because it really focuses on this opportunity that we have to be grateful, to thank God above for this fantastic nation. And I just love this idea that the entire nation turns a grateful glance upwards. You know, I just think it's so great.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's funny. It is that family holiday where there's no real gift giving expected. There's no gift exchange expected. It's just, you know, come eat, enjoy each other's company, be together. And I think in today's world, and it's been getting worse and worse, we don't do that anymore. You know, I don't know how your family was, but I saw grandma every weekend, you know. I saw family on on a weekly basis. We don't do that anymore. And, you know, your family traditions, and I know you live with Hercules, right? I mean, your family traditions, are they the same? Some people know what I'm talking about, but are they the same? Are they similar? You know, my wife and I, she's from the South, and my family was from Italy, so our traditions were very different when we came together.
Right. You know, we just established our own traditions, my husband and I, frankly. And so for a few years, because the grandparents, his parents, would always come to us for Christmas, for a few years, we were just in L.A. for Thanksgiving, and I made a little bit of a tradition of just inviting all of the people who I knew who weren't going to see family for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's nice.
And that recently shifted because his parents got older, and so we then started coming out to Vegas. I'm actually calling you from Las Vegas, where his mom lives. And so we started coming out here for Thanksgiving, and then they would come to us for Christmas. And that was a new tradition. So I don't have a problem with establishing new traditions.
Right.
If you just approach the whole thing with a little bit of reverence and say, okay, it's really the attention that you spend on the holiday that makes it special. So you could start, your tradition could be to start a new tradition every year. It could be anything. It's just this idea of, okay, you know what? We're going to get together and we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and that's going to be our day. I mean, part of our tradition, of course, because I did marry Hercules, is to watch football on Thanksgiving Day.
You think of American Thanksgiving Day and people, turkey, and as you say, you know, candied yams or sweet potatoes and apple pie. And football. Somehow that got in there somewhere over the years.
Oh, that's the one tradition I'm not allowed to mess with, you know.
No, I would imagine. No, and you probably have to cook around the time frame, or everybody eats in front of the football television set, don't they?
See, so I love doing a turkey, but one year I decided to try deep frying a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing.
Was it?
And then one year I brined my own turkey, and that was amazing. I just have a lot of fun because I really enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
But then I have to say, you know, when we're spending Thanksgiving at grandma's house, there's not a lot of cooking. It's a small house, and so we don't want to make a big mess and stuff like that. So we've gotten into the tradition of going out for Thanksgiving instead and having a Thanksgiving feast outside of the house.
Yeah, but what do you do Friday? I mean, what do you do the day after?
I know, right? You still have to cook the turkey so you have leftovers.
But I have something. I mean, there's something to go, oh, I'm stuffed, but I think I could have some more of that turkey. That might go down. No, it is. It's a lot of fun, and like I said, my wife's from the South, so it's turkey and some of those other things, and I always make lasagna. I just can't have Thanksgiving without some kind of pasta on the table because I feel empty, not completed.
I can't believe you do that and don't invite me.
Oh.
So my new tradition is going to be going to your house.
Oh.
I happen to be a huge, I'm a bit of a lasagna connoisseur.
Uh-oh.
Connoisseur.
Well, then I'm afraid to give you mine because mine is definitely old-time Sicilian, lasagna. Lots of cheese, layer of meat.
Is it white or red?
Oh, it's red. I'm sorry. It's red.
Oh, okay. I make a white sauce lasagna.
Yeah, you know what? It's isn't it funny? There's all kinds of traditions, even from Italy. I mean, I've got one side of my family that loves lasagna that's like bread, like toast. It's so dry. I've got another side of the family that just loves it dripping with, pasta sauce and meat and that kind of thing. But like you said,
I'm getting hungry now.
I know. My mouth is watering as we're talking. But, but the biggest part of that, you know, let's go back to it because you hit it on the front end, and I don't want people to forget. It is truly thanking God. And you know what? If you don't believe in God, I'll say it. You didn't have to. I feel sorry for you because you never know the love that we know. And, you know, I'd love to introduce you to him someday if you got the time. But, you know, it's thanking God for, I look around the table. I have grandchildren. I have children. I have friends that are healthy. And you just say, you know, God, thanks for putting these people in my life. You know, I thank you for the resources you give me. But thanks for putting these people in my life because every one of them has either taught me something or added something to my life. And I think even especially today with what's going on around us, we forget that. We forget what those people add to our lives. Don't you agree?
I so agree. And that's why, to me, the holiday is really about that gratefulness. And, you know, I'm thankful that I can be grateful, that I know what gratitude is. Mm-hmm. And we need to teach our kids this because they need to understand. Look, a grateful person is somebody who has a sense of self, right? Because we are not self-created. We didn't just create ourselves out of nothing, right? Something came before us to create us. And so that sense of gratitude is a sense of belonging in the world. It's a sense of understanding yourself in a way. And so that's why, to me, this holiday is one of the most important. Of course, I love Christmas and I love Easter and all that. But I just, this holiday really, it puts into relief for those people who don't believe in God. Yep. That they ought to be grateful, and it gives them the impetus maybe to think a little bit further about what they should be grateful to. Not for, but to.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Sam, thanks. So we're up against it, but thanks so much for being with me today, and I hope you and your family and your in-laws have a great, great Thanksgiving. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Yeah. God bless.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Seriously.
America, the beautiful, or America, the bully? Let's talk about it today. I know a lot of people from other countries, and they all kind of have this image of Americans as lazy or uneducated about otherworldly things. Do you share that perception?
Well, it depends really whom you talk to. I guess in the Midwest and, you know, people that do not read the paper regularly and so on and so forth, I think that could easily be true. If you ask someone who's the chancellor in Germany and what is their position, what do they think, I don't think many people could answer that question.
You're listening to a pre-recorded special Thanksgiving Day, I don't want to know what you want to call it, celebration? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. I'm home enjoying my family today. I thought I'd put together a Turkey Day show that you might enjoy, get informed, and if you're not with family today, I'll be your family.
Yeah.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's a happy turkey day. Well, except for the turkey itself. I would imagine the turkey's not going to be too happy about the outcome of the day. But that's okay. We don't mind. I don't mind. You might mind. I don't mind. It's okay by me. Hey, listen, really seriously, happy turkey day today. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're having a good time with your family and maybe others, you know, friends and what have you. I am actually gorging myself at my table with my family. But I put this together earlier. I thought maybe you'd enjoy it. In this segment, I want you to hear some of the and only short pieces of it. Some of the proclamations, some of the speeches, some of the comments that our founding fathers made about this wonderful, terrific, great country. First off, why not start at the beginning, right? George Washington. What did he have to say about Thanksgiving? Remember, our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God and all that. We don't want that to do now, do we? Right? They don't want anything to do with God. Take a listen.
To acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor.
Oh, my God. We're supposed to be humble to Almighty God. We're supposed to pray and ask him and thank him for all the things that he gave us, that he's done for us. How dare we, he, them, usins.
And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer.
Now, I know he said recommend, but basically, come on, when the president says, I recommend you do A, B, and C, in most cases we do it, do we not? I guess they did want a little bit to do with God. I guess they didn't have a problem with God. But listen, let's not stop with George Washington. Let's line up to the next guy. Let's talk a little bit about Abraham Lincoln. What do you think?
It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God.
Power of who?
To confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon.
Wait a minute, repentance? I didn't do anything wrong. You can't force me to repent to a God I don't believe in. I mean, our founding fathers, wait a minute. We got Washington, and I know Abraham Lincoln was not a founding father. I get it. But funny how all these presidents, apparently they didn't understand the Constitution. They didn't understand that you couldn't have God and country in the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
And to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history.
Wow. He's saying that the Scriptures aren't fantasy. He's saying that the Holy Scriptures aren't a fairy tale, that they actually have been proven throughout history. Abraham Lincoln. Wow.
That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. How does that happen? That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord? No. Something's gone wrong here. We've read something incorrectly. All right, well, let's come for a more modern president wouldn't throw this in front of us, right? I mean, this wouldn't happen. Let's see what Calvin Coolidge had to say.
The season approaches when, in accordance with a long-established and respected custom, a day is set apart to give thanks to Almighty God.
Almighty God, huh? For what? Why would this president want to thank somebody or something or whatever that doesn't exist?
For the manifold blessings which his gracious and benevolent providence has bestowed upon us as...
Who? He's not talking about a god, right? I mean, that's impossible. We're coming into the modern age. What do we need a god for? What are you guys talking about? Seriously.
As a nation and as individuals, we have been brought with safety and honor through another year, and through the generosity of nature, he has blessed us with resources whose potentiality and wealth is almost incalculable.
He mentions God about five more times in this. And I just find it interesting that nobody wants to fess up to, I shouldn't say nobody, there's a lot of us that will, but I get a kick out of the fact that the atheists, the far left, they just want to keep telling you how these men wanted nothing to do with God. What a lie. What just a major league, over-the-top lie. Now, let's move a little further. Lyndon Johnson, not always known for being such a godly guy. This is right after President Kennedy was assassinated. And he's asking for your help. Take a listen.
President of the United States, tonight on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers.
He wants prayers. He wants prayers. Well, who do you pray to? Yourself? Seriously, well, I know some people do. Some people consider themselves gods. Yeah, but I can see that. I mean, seriously, this guy who, again, probably not known as being the most nice guy in the world, is seeking guidance.
That God may guard this republic and guide my every labor.
He wants God to guard this republic. He wants the Almighty. The thing that we're not supposed to believe in, the thing we're told is supposed to be a separation, church and state. All right? He wants them to guard. He wants God to guard us. And then take it one step further. He wants God to guide him in everything he's doing. He wants God to guide him as he moves forward. I want you to think about that. That's quite a big deal. Now, the guy that really has it all together, the guy that I love, I can listen to for 20 minutes, half hour, an hour, whatever, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan steps up and says, hey, you know what? We really have to thank him. You know what? Don't let me tell you. I want you to listen for yourself.
Thank you, Pat, and good morning, everyone. You know, the Statue of Liberty and this wonderful holiday called Thanksgiving go together naturally because although as Americans we have many things for which to be thankful, none is more important than our liberty.
Boy, haven't we felt that, especially over the last few years, huh? Haven't we felt that start to wane and realize how important it actually is, huh? What do you think?
Liberty, that quality of government, that brightness of mind and spirit for which the Pilgrim Fathers braved the seas and Americans through two centuries have laid down their lives. Today, while religion is suppressed in perhaps one-third of the world, we Americans are free to worship the Almighty as we choose.
Not any Almighty. He's just the Almighty. I'm not trying to put this on anybody. And my God, you know, in his time, he was right. We did have the freedom. Openly, anywhere, anyhow. But we've seen that eroded. We've seen that taken away. We've seen that questioned. And people, you know, they make it to the point where we have to fight again. We have to fight to make sure the Constitution is adhered to.
While entire nations must endure the yoke of tyranny, we are free to speak our minds, to enjoy an unfettered and vigorous press, and to make government abide by the limits we deem just. While millions live behind walls, we remain free to travel throughout the land to share this precious day with those.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny? I mean, we say it all the time, you don't realize how true it is. You know what I'm saying? People are not breaking down the doors to get into North Korea. People are not breaking down the doors to get into Russia. They're not breaking down the doors to get into Syria or any one of those other nations. I mean, unless I'm a little confused here.
We love most deeply the members of our families. My fellow Americans, let us keep this Thanksgiving Day sacred. Let us thank God for the bounty and goodness of our nation.
Please.
And as a measure of our gratitude, let us rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this, the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
No kidding. Well, let's hear how he ends this.
From the Reagan family to your family, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you all.
God bless you all. Can he say that? No, I really don't care what they think or tell us they can say or not say. And here's where my mind is at. You know, you've got Thanksgiving. The holidays are coming up. Some of you call them holidays. I call it Christmas. But as the Christmas holidays start to come up and as you spend the day with your family, again, look around the table. Somebody there may not be there next year. Somebody may not be able to see because they're, you know, moving across the world, across the country for quite some time. You got to cherish your family. You got to cherish your time together. And we live in a country, a free country, still a free country, where, you know what, where you can love God, you can love your neighbor, you cannot love God. But I'll tell you what, it's a great place. Enjoy the family, and let's see what, I don't know, what's his name? Charles, Ray Charles. Yeah, let's have Ray Charles take us out. What do you think? God bless you guys. Thanks for being listeners. Liberating strife. Who more than self?